I have the Bills 6th or 7th, and I can be swayed either or. So the teams I have comfortably ahead of them. I think the Houston Texans, Jacksonville Jaguars, the Denver Broncos, I think the New England Patriots. Where I hem and haw with them are the Los Angeles Chargers. I think Ladd McConkey has been better more recently than DJ Moore, but if you were to tell me DJ Moore has a better year, I'm open to that idea. Quentin Johnson had a resurgent year last year in year 3. Where do you compare that with Khalil Shakir?
Carl Jones, Channel 4. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Are you ankle deep even into the NFL player prop streets yet for 2026? I'll hang up and listen.
You know, I appreciate the question. I'll take the question, but you know, of course not. No, of course not.
That's Sean McDermott.
That is not. That's not. Not something I would dabble in.
If you asked, remember how if you asked Sean McDermott a question he didn't want to answer, he would say, "I appreciate that question. I know why you're asking." And then he would say nothing.
Right.
I appreciate that question. You should not appreciate that question. I knew the answer before I even spat it out. Of course you're not in the ankles, the whatever.
No.
Player prop street. I don't. I'm not even sure Sam would be.
I'm not. I don't even know where the street is. I haven't even loaded it into my maps yet. I don't know how to get there.
Sam's over here moving and starting new jobs. As avid a competitor as Sam is, I doubt he's. Well, we'll find out. Sam Paniatovich, Fox Sports, Fox Chicago, with us on the Westher Hotline. Are you into? I mean, you're not drafting fantasy teams. I'm pretty sure. Are you into individual NFL stuff yet? Maybe awards.
No, and I heard you bring up you were looking for the exact order of the Atlantic Division, and I'm like, I really hope he doesn't ask me to do that because I haven't even, Mike, I haven't even found a place to live yet, let alone think about next hockey season.
Well, yeah, let the record show.
Yet here you are on a summer Friday at 3:30 with us. Horse, is what you are.
I'm glad you said horse with an S. Thank you so much for saying that. If there was ever a question about how much I love this show, I moved to Chicago Monday and went through the first 4 days of work. I get off work yesterday at Hallis Hall, which is where the Bears practice, and I'm driving back to the South Side with my photographer, and tornadoes are ripping through Chicago. Like, no joke. Like, severe storms, tornadoes. Most of the South Side of Chicago, like from 95th to 111th, where I'm hanging out the last couple days, is without cell phone service.
Wow.
So my buddy that I'm staying with doesn't have Wi-Fi either. They knocked his Wi-Fi out. So I drove from his house like 20 minutes away just to have cell service to talk to you two.
Come on.
Let the record show, I did not ask you anything about the hockey standings.
No.
I don't want to be blamed for that. Just nope. Because you thought I might. I don't want to be blamed for that. I had no intention of asking you about next year's hockey standings.
Nor did I demand you get in your car and drive across town so you can do the show. But it's very considerate.
Flattering.
And we definitely appreciate you.
Yes.
There's no question.
We should pretty
that.
Much let you talk about whatever you want.
How is the gig? Like, I saw you tweeting. You mentioned Hallis Hall. I saw you tweet a picture of, you know, you, like, I don't know if it was your first day there or whatever. Like, how are you digging the gig?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I've been all over TV. We do news all day and then sports in between, and we have a sports show and all that. So that's all fun. But I'm just like, this is where I grew up, and this is where I'm, you know, happy to be back. I covered Bulls, Bears, Cubs, Sox, and Hawks for forever, and then moved to Vegas, moved to Boston for betting. But now I'm like back talking about actual sports. So, you know, I'm going to have a lot less DMs this football season telling me nice pick, bitch. You know, like that's going to be very nice. Because, you know, when you do betting every day, you're going to lose a lot. So it's more of a focus on just the players and the teams. I'll still be doing betting for Fox Sports, and we'll talk betting, of course, during football season. But I'm at practice yesterday, the last day of Bears minicamp. And, look, Caleb Williams threw a seed 45 yards to Luther Burden. And I know it's minicamp, but holy crap, guys, what a throw. And then it gets put on social media, and everybody's like, oh! I mean, you know, it's a throw on the third day of Bears minicamp, and now we're talking about Caleb Williams for MVP. Can we just have nice things? It's June. Can we pump the brakes on this stuff?
Yeah, but no. Who wants to pump the brakes on that? I think you're going, you would know much better. I think you're going back to Chicago at a very exciting time, and the Bears are by far the number one reason for that. I mean, the Cubs are the Cubs. The White Sox are interesting and fun, and you and I are enjoying that. It's your team. But the Bears right now, Sam, your followers, apologies in advance, your followers are reacting to this pass play because they've never seen the Bears throw the ball before successfully in their lives. So that you've got the Dave, you've got the quarterback. The quarterback is on the cover of Madden. And I think he's like, when you get there, we could talk about it, a kind of cool MVP pick idea, like he's 12-1 or thereabouts. So, you know, you could do worse. You could have somebody like Allen that takes over the town.
No doubt. And he's got all the tools. You know, when I think of arm talent, I think of Jay Cutler. And then, I mean, like Kyle Orton kind of had an arm, but that's the conversation in Chicago, Chicago history.
That is so sad.
Caleb's got, I know, right? It's brutal.
It's amazing.
But look, in terms of upside, and we talked when we built our eight-leg division parlays last Friday, I ended up putting Detroit in Detroit's favor to win the NFC North. I just think Detroit has the best roster, 53-man. But in terms of coach and quarterback, to me, it's not even close who has the most upside. And you're going to see a lot of Bear support. I mean, last summer when Caleb was learning the Ben Johnson offense, which is very extensive and very like high octane and very tough to master, Caleb was 40-1 to win the MVP, like 35-40-1. And now he's, you know, 15 or lower. This is a real thing. He is. And when he takes the snap now, I mean, think about all the weapons he's got. You got Luther Burden. You got Rome Odunze. They love this rookie from LSU, Xavion Thomas, who's just an unbelievable all-SEC receiver. Colston Loveland, a top 15 pick last year out of Michigan, a tight end. Cole Kmet, another tight end. They love Swift. They love Manunga. I mean, this offense should be elite. And Caleb yesterday was talking about how he thinks that they could lead the NFL in scoring offense. And I'm like, all right, well, it all sounds good. I don't know if they're going to stop anybody, but they're going to score for sure.
Yeah, the coach really, really won me over. I was skeptical, not quite. We need to be into July for training camp. But when training camp was starting and he would be like sort of abrasive toward Williams and really aggressive about correcting mistakes and stuff, I wondered, I think even I said it on the show a time or two. I don't know if I did it when you were on with us. Like, is he one of these guys that's the wizard in the classroom and drawing up all the stuff, but doesn't have the people skills to really be a good, I'm thinking about Josh McDaniels, maybe the first couple times around where he sort of flamed out as a head coach. Like, does he have that piece? And turns out he does. I mean, he's in that room with the shirt off and the victory speeches and all of it. Like, I'm totally in on this guy. Bad read by me last summer, because I think he's you've got a great one there, I think.
I think so, too. And, you know, it's natural to look at, and it, not just a Chicago conversation, any team that plays over its skis with a very young quarterback and a very young head coach. Not that Ben Johnson's young, but he was a first-year head coach last year with a second-year quarterback. Usually, whoever that team is, wise guys are going to say under the next year. You know? They just are. They're going to bet on regression, and they're going to say, well, this team has a tougher schedule, and everybody's seen the plays and all that. I talked to one guy who bets a lot of NFL, and he goes, look, I naturally lean under. But Ben Johnson scares the hell out of me. And I said, all right, I'll print that. Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure the Bills ever would have had a sniff of Burden last year, but he's easily somebody in this years-long thirst we've had here for a wide receiver in the draft that we can imagine being like an all-time great. Burden was one of those guys last year.
That was your idea for them last year, I think.
I loved him. Because, you know, the guys that have sort of the weird negatives, I feel like, just let's not overthink this. Here's a stud. But what happened was the Bears picked him at 39 with the pick they got from Carolina from the Bryce Young trade. They had Carolina's second, so they had that pick. And then they had the other second right after that. They traded that to the Bills, and the Bills picked TJ Sanders with that pick. And then now DJ Moore, who was in that first Bears-Panthers trade, is here, which means nothing to this. But, well, one thing it means is, like, there's just more bandwidth for Burden to be great, or even Odunze with the Bears. We can't just talk about the Bears every week with Sam going forward, right? We can't just do that. We can't have a Bears segment.
I don't think that's sustainable. No.
Well, let's do what the people want, and that's look at the College World Series
right, Sam,
schedule.
Right. Texas, is that tomorrow night, right?
What are we looking at tomorrow?
Yeah, double elimination. So it's down to 8 now in Omaha. And Texas and Georgia play double elim. So you get that first one tomorrow, and then you feel good about finishing it off in game 2 or game 3. As we talked about before the whole bracket started, this is what you want. You want to beat Omaha, and I still believe Texas is the most complete team, but now you're facing a Georgia team that is as good. I mean, everybody here is good, obviously. I saw that Troy was on the list. I'm going through the teams of College World Series. Troy and West Virginia are playing right now, just like we thought. Bulldog Troy would be in the College World Series.
How do they get to play each other? How do they seed this thing?
Well, just like how the bracket, like, you know, they do all these like regions. There's okay. 8 different regions, and then it's just bracket style. Like they didn't. There's no like pull names out of a hat or anything. So Troy, West Virginia, Ole Miss, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Alabama, Texas, and Georgia. And on this show 3 weeks ago, we talked about Texas at plus 950 or so. So I'm feeling good. But more importantly, I don't know if you guys have been following the content on social media. There's a bar in Omaha called Rocco's, and they do this Jello shot challenge. And every school in the field of the 8 has a color.
Yes.
And whoever wins the Jello shot challenge, the charities and all that kind of stuff, there's a lot of money going around. West Virginia, in I believe 2 days, has taken 7,900 Jello shots in Omaha, Nebraska.
We talked about this last year.
Yes,
it was new to me last
yes,
year.
Right, the South sounds familiar. Yes,
West Virginia,
7,900
showing up.
Yeah, that tracks. I think.
Yeah, I didn't want to say.
Well, then for context, the next closest school is let's see, Ole Miss has 2,000. West Virginia has 7,900.
Jeez. Tell me about Jello shots. That's never been my thing. Like, how fast does it affect you? How many do you take before it sort of, 1, 10? What's the experience?
Yeah, how much alcohol content is there in a Jello shot?
What if I take 2? Am I
do you know
wrecked?
Well, if I'm making them, it might take you 2. It depends on it depends on who the pourer is for sure. But I believe now they're professionally made. They claim there's a shot in every one, like a shot of alcohol. But I'm like, that doesn't make sense, because if you actually hold a Jello shot, it's built to hold, like that cup, the shot cup that it's in is a shot. So there's no way it's all vodka. It can't be a full shot of vodka, can it?
I would think no.
So it's up to Rocco in the end. How much alcohol is in there?
Right.
I did shots with my sister and father-in-law last night. And
I'm going to bring
on a Thursday.
I'm going to bring Jello shots. Yeah. Sorry, Mike. Okay, I'm going to bring Jello shots to the Christmas party at Bulldogs. That's what I'm going to do.
That's how you're going to assure yourself an invite. So they asked me, like, what should you pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, Jameson.
That's
and
a good, that's
they're
a good,
very happy with that choice.
Shot.
It turned out that, yes.
Choice, I'd say.
Is that the definitive? Family Feud. Is that the number one answer for like a shot drink? Jameson? Crown, maybe?
Yeah, that's up there too. I mean, I think different
top
regions have different answers to that. And even different bars. But like, Jameson is probably the liquor I've had the most shots of in my life.
All right. Well, maybe that's true of me too. Sam, what a pleasure and an honor. Are you moved in? You're all set? You gotta get back over there.
No, he's staying on somebody's couch with no Wi-Fi.
Well, you
gotta
get back over there and do the rest of the work, it seems.
My entire life is packed up in bins and boxes in Boston. I think I'm going back to Boston in 3 weeks to sell my house, but I'm not sure yet.
All right. Keep us posted. Thanks for your time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sam. Much love.
Sam Paniadovich, Fox Sports, Fox Chicago, Fox Moving, Fox Boston, Fox
Jello
shots.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
All right. We got to come up with a new plan for Sam. We can't just have a bear segment. If he's out of the betting thing.
Yeah, I don't know what we do, but I want to accommodate. He wants to keep going.
I want to keep going too. Just got to figure out what we should talk about. I mean, NFL is fine. Just can't always be the Bears. Marty Baron coming up in less than 20 minutes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, on this sunny Friday. This is WGR.